Hey folks, it is Replay Lust, and I don't know if rambles are still a big thing here anymore. I honestly, it's been such a long time since I've done a proper ramble about basically anything. So, you know, I have some time to kill, a little bit of a life update. If you don't know, I have quit my job. My last day has been filed a few days ago, and basically I only work for them as a consultant, just to help out the new person get on board, understand things, and have a better grasp of my job, which I think she'll do an amazing job. I have been very lucky in that all of my previous hires have been, you know, really solid, talented people. And I have no doubt that whoever is going to, not whoever, but this person who's going to replace me in my job will do great. But besides that, you know, so obviously, you know, a lot of hours have been opened up, have opened up for me, which is great. Because I can now, like, move towards other things. I will be, hopefully, going abroad soon for a longer term. Hopefully a more permanent term as well. But we're just waiting for the visas, and we're hoping it works out. I actually bought a plane ticket in the hopes that we get things a little bit earlier. The application results have not arrived yet, which is something that we expected anyways, but it is giving me a little bit of anxiety. The wait is so excruciating, but we are looking forward to this because not only, you know, is it going to be like a new chapter for me, but it's also going to, you know, give me a new space to record and not when you hear all the birds and the chickens in the background that I have to fight for sometimes in the evenings as well. Or not a fight for, but a fight with. On the other side of things, I am now a Twitch affiliate, which isn't really a massive deal. I mean, when you look at the numbers, it's very easy to achieve. The difficult part is getting a Twitch partnership, which I don't think I'm gonna even aim to do at this point. It's just cute to be a Twitch affiliate because it just feels a little official, and you get to monetize your stuff, which is not a bad deal. But when I think about it, Twitch does not have the easiest monetization setup, but I guess it makes sense, right? Because it already weeds away people who just do this for the money. But I have enjoyed streaming a lot these past few days. The past few weeks I've been streaming, and I think a lot of it goes with the choice of game. I've been trying to do it for months, but it's either I'm not comfortable with the game anymore, or like it loses interest for me, or I just don't have the schedule to do so. And for like 80% of the time, I just don't have the time or the energy to do so. But since I quit my job, you know, the extra hours I can actually stream at the right times. Which basically, if you don't know yet, I've been streaming a lot of Mass Effect. And it's basically like the only game I'm streaming right now, but that may change soon. It's Mass Effect. We're at Mass Effect 2 now. We're at the point where I'm doing side quests for the companions, and I hope that you don't spoil me because I am playing this completely blind, and I'm planning to do Mass Effect 2, and Mass Effect 3. I mean, we finished the first Mass Effect already, which, by the way, it is very, it's very old. It did not age well. For the most part, the main reason why I lagged so hard in that game is because there are no autosaves, and I'm so used to autosaving that It barely registers to me that, oh right, I should probably save this part just in case I die in the next part. And I keep forgetting. Mass Effect 2, it's much easier, and it's honestly so much fun because I understand now why people have fallen in love with Mass Effect 2. I'm more of a Dragon Age girl myself, but I see now what the appeal is for Mass Effect 2. Like, it is literally thirst central. Like, almost every character I have encountered is, like, hot. There is no other way for me to say it. They're hot. You know, even the aliens, and it's freaking me out. So, so you know, that's a thing. The folks watching the streams regularly, and myself, of course, have been, you know, like, brainstorming different ideas on stream. Like, oh, we should have an audio about this person, or, like, we should have an audio about Samara, or an audio about Fishboy. I know he has a proper name, but I just keep thinking of him as Fishboy. And, like, I know everyone's into Garrus, but in my mind, like, okay, I understand why the appeal about Garrus and how much he's a badass and everything, but there are a lot of badasses, too, who are just as hot, too. Like, how does anyone choose? So every time I meet a new character, I'm like, can I fuck these people? Like, can we just not have, like, a monogamous relationship and let... I feel like Mass Effect 2 has, you know, basically taught everyone why we should consider polygamy. Okay, that's a joke, but you know what I mean? Like, I have, honestly, like, I've thought about it. Like, can't... It's weird. We have advanced in civilization. We have a bunch of aliens with us. Why are we still tied to having one relationship? Let us open the doors to, you know, some fun, some orgies, threesomes, foursomes, maybe every onesomes. That is basically me when I play Mass Effect 2. So I'm having fun, and I'm already very close to the point where everyone's favorite, or like, it's a moment that everyone's been waiting for, really, which is me having sex with Garrus. So if you want to go and watch that, I think it happens in the next 12 hours or less. So that's, you know, so there's like a whole schedule on when I stream. Go and check that out if you want to consider. And you know what? You know the fun thing about this is, I also feel like, you know, getting into Twitch and YouTube and all of these other stuff, sort of keeps me entertained. I mean, I love creating things, and I genuinely enjoy them. I enjoy, like, recording, writing little notes down to serve as ideas, and improvising them, recording them, and then putting them in a video, and then uploading it where you want them. And on the Twitch side, it's been a process, but a fun process of, like, knowing what graphics you want, etc. So I'm pretty sure if anyone is watching my stream regularly, they're going to see a lot of changes going on in the graphics. Although not today, because I've been very, very, like, busy the past few days. I had to deal with family matters, paperwork, health matters, but don't worry, I'm fine. I just went to the hospital yesterday, and it is terrifying to go to hospital during these times. Like, in general, it's terrifying to go out in public during these times, but going to a hospital, like, just makes it 10 times worse, especially with the increasing cases in our country. You know, we started with, like, low 200s, and now we're, like the low 2000s, which is absolutely terrifying, and, you know, people should be really more careful about things. And at the same time, like, the government really should step up. Like, please, we need a hard, concerted effort on this, because I don't, I I don't know how people are going. How are people going to even have a new normal when, you know, we don't even have the resources to protect us? It's a long, you know, it's a long conversation, and I would, you know, I know I went off tangent on that one, but you see what I mean? But yeah, so it has been a tiring couple of days for me, and honestly, I haven't been able to do much, but which is why I'm sort of recording a ramble as well, because at least it like jogs me to start creating stuff again. I mean, it's only been a few days of not doing anything in terms of like this side of my life, which is making audios and videos and such. But you know, it's nice to, I haven't been able to get some rest, but it's nice to like pivot back to what I really want to do, because the past few days have been tiring, honestly. I'm not used to going outside anymore. I'm not used to walking very long hours anymore. I'm not used to carrying shit. I'm not, I am weak sauce right now. But hopefully that gets fixed soon as well. I just got clearance from my doctor, and it's also the reason why I went to the hospital yesterday to see a specialist for a potential condition that my general doctor basically pointed out. But the specialist said that everything is cool. You just need to take a little bit more care of yourself and your diet, because your girl really loves that meat. And yeah, everything should be a-okay and back to normal soon. And that means, you know, she gave me clearance that I can go back to working out and doing a few strenuous activities, so I can, you know, I can build myself back up again. Recently, I've been doing the Chloe Ting challenges. Well, I've tried to, but it's honestly very difficult. So I've been building myself up to it instead. And I've, it's so cute because I put it on the server that this is something that I'm doing, and now I have like 2-3 people who are doing, I have 2 people doing the Chloe Ting challenge. I have other people who are, you know, finally going back to the gym and working out and like reporting their progress and letting them know if their bodies are sore and all of that, and it's honestly so cute. And I never expected it, like, part of my server has basically turned into a nerdy channel. Well, not a channel, like a nerd central, basically. And a motivational center, I guess. Because, you know, you do have these people who are like, oh, I just walked this many hours or this many kilometers. Oh, I just worked out. Oh, I just completed this day of the challenge. I'm really proud of myself and I'm feeling good. We don't even have to lose weight. Just the fact that our bodies are feeling good again is really amazing. And in all honesty, I haven't worked out in a while. And until a year ago, I haven't considered working out for the sake of losing weight, when in the past I would work out because, you know, my body needs physical activity, and it's not gonna, you know, it's not, I feel like that part of me has like slowly deteriorated. So like when I work out now, I have like goals, like, okay, I want, it's not just about, okay, I just want to be more toned. No, it's about, okay, I need to cut off some weight, which, by the way, like, I'm also kind of happy. The weird part of this is that I thought I gained weight during the quarantine. I actually lost 5 pounds during the quarantine, and if I look a little, like, when I look at myself and I feel a little fat, I'm starting to think that it's only probably because of all the muscles going soft on me. So that's pretty encouraging. And I'm really happy about that. I have not been eating a lot this past few months. And I always thought that I was probably offsetting it with eating a lot in like certain days, but I guess that's not the case. So that's, you know, really nice and comforting for me to hear, and to see, which hopefully soon I can go back to actually regularly posting nudes. But like that's one tiny issue why I haven't been posting nudes, is that I haven't been really feeling good about myself. But now after the doctors and, you know, learning that I lost 5 pounds and, you know, being cleared to do more strenuous activities, I am looking forward to shaping up and doing good for myself. So yeah, I think that's a proper ramble because I just went through so many tangents. Wow. And yeah, so basically that's it, I guess. I'm thinking, right. I guess it's also a good idea to like address some questions if people do listen. But I should probably also type that out on the description when I do post it. I have a lot of people asking for your, you know, hey, when are you going to post some of like your old audios and whatnot? Right now, while I do have some time to do this, it's not really the top of my priority, so I will continue to just re-upload things, not occasionally, but regularly on GWA, so it'll be an old audio every week. And I think I already have, like, that's basically what I'm going to do next after this ramble, is basically to just schedule all of the, you know, all of the old audios, well, not all of the old audios, but, you know, the old audios that are not going to put my location at risk. Because if you didn't know yet, I'll just explain again. The reason why I deleted my former account was because people are on my DMs asking where I'm from, location-wise, etc. And, you know, it's not making me comfortable at all. I don't like that people are digging through my old files and using the background noise as a way to pinpoint where I live. And I feel like if, you know, with what is going on right now in terms of politics, it just doesn't feel very safe. And so I'd rather be safe than sorry and delete everything from that. Hopefully it also deletes past conversations. I don't know. But at the very least, like, that part is cleared. So I am uploading audios once a week, every week. It happens every Thursday. So, you know, just keep in mind that there's an old potential, there's a potential favorite audio of yours that could be up every Thursday. But if there's like any specific audio that you want to hear already, you know, let me know in the comments. I would be, you know, it would make it easier for me to slot in some audios. I know people have been looking for the Final Fantasy one, and I will definitely bring that back. That is a work of labor. No, not work of love. That's a labor of love for me, okay? And I specifically did that because I know that my fiancé is a massive fan of Final Fantasy VII, so how can I not do that? How can I not do an audio like that? And it was actually well written, so thank you very much again to Entrance D for making that audio. It's definitely scheduled to be posted sometime this month. But again, if you have any audios that you'd love to hear from me, go ahead and let me know. And then I will probably also repost some forms that you can use if you want any special requests, etc., any scripts that you want me to do. I should probably also use this post as a call out. I never know which is the most efficient or the most effective way to communicate these things, but I'm putting out a call out for some help with Safe for Work scripts and Safe for Work audios, ideas, etc. Any idea would help. I'm working with some people right now on the server to help give me ideas. I have one dude who literally wrote two scripts for me. Well, not two scripts. Like, he wrote one script for me and then he gave me another script that's one of his favorites. This man is insane and I can't wait to record his stuff. But so again, if you have anything, say for work-wise, let me know so that I can start getting on recording that. And if you hear a cat, that cat is on my roof, and that cat always pops in like at this time of the morning. So just ignore that cat, let it be. Yeah, it's a stray cat too, like it's a street cat. So we have literally no control over how and where it comes from. But yeah, that's a thing over here. Almost feels like a farm sometimes over here with the number of animals that you could hear. Like, you could hear chickens, dogs, and the dogs don't just bark, they howl. Right, and then you hear cats, and then sometimes you will hear these cats fight, and then it's and then you hear like a variety of birds. The birds are the only ones I like, except the chickens. The chickens need to calm the fuck down and not crow almost every hour of the day. So yeah, it's a long one. I apologize. I'm so sorry. But yeah, if you enjoy this ramble, please let me know. I don't always do rambles like this anymore. It's something that I don't, it's not that I don't feel comfortable with, but I never know if people are actually interested. And I won't be offended if people are actually not interested. Basically, that's the thought of it. But I will put a summary for those who don't want to listen to it because, dude, I get you. I totally get you. I understand that. So yeah, that's about it for me. I think it has to stop now. I hope to see you guys in, you know, me doing Twitch or on my Discord. I will put the link for the invite on my page. I don't think it's the new Reddit profile does not make it easy for people to find important links. So I will probably get to work on that one day this week if I do have the time. But yeah, that all being said, thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you guys soon. There was absolutely no need to replay this audio, but if you enjoyed it, I'm glad you did. But that's about it. So, much love and more lust. Mwah.